With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is hailing the two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire, although it apparently has yet to fully take effect.
Sirens in Tel Aviv early Wednesday, while alerts of potential Iranian missiles also sounded across the Gulf region, even after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran had agreed to a two-week ceasefire. That less than 2 hours before the deadline he'd set for Tehran to capitulate or face what he threatened would be the death of a whole civilization. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it had accepted the truce, and negotiations with the U.S. would begin in Pakistan's capital Friday. Iran's state broadcaster quoted the foreign minister as saying passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be allowed, though in coordination with Iran's military. I'm Ben Thomas.
And during his current visit to Hungary, Vice President Vance says that dealing with the Iranians can be quite tricky, to say the least.
You have people who clearly want to come to the negotiating table and work with us to find a good deal. And then you have people who are lying about even the fragile truce that we've already struck.
Israel says a ceasefire will not keep it from striking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. It has been doing more of that this morning. Word of the truce has Wall Street futures flying high, along with overseas stock markets, and oil prices have tumbled, dropping below $100 per barrel overseas. Secretary of State Rubio is confirming the release of American freelance journalist Shelley Kittleson, kidnapped last week in Iraq. Republican Clay Fuller has won Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. Fuller's special election win bolsters a slim GOP majority in the House. And watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up more than 1,300 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 857. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Iowa can enforce a law that bars teachers from promoting the LGBT agenda to students in kindergarten through the sixth grade and bans some books in libraries and classrooms. The decision vacates a lower court judge's temporary block on the legislation while the lawsuit plays out. The measure was first approved by Republican majorities in the Iowa House as well as the state Senate back in 2023. This is SRN News. We now know more about the possible cause of a fatal brain disease that afflicted a key member of the dominating defense that helped the 1985 Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl.
Hall of Fame defensive lineman Steve McMichael has been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It comes a year after he died at age 67. His wife says before passing, McMichael pledged his brain to research to help understand the link between CTE and ALS. That's a fatal neurological disease that destroys motor nerve cells. CTE has been found in athletes in contact sports, combat veterans, and others exposed to repetitive head trauma. It can only be diagnosed after death. Bob Agner reporting.
An iconic American thoroughfare turns 100 this year, Route 66, stretching from Chicago in the east all the way to Santa Monica, California, in the west. More details at SRNNews.com.